Parents are becoming very concerned these days about health problems in their children, learning problems, behavior disorders, growth problems, asthma, and allergies. But these same parents are often trying very hard to follow the dietary guidelines that call for low-fat diets. Well, the problem is, according to our next guest, these low-fat diets may well be causing these health problems. Sally Fallon is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, author of the best-selling cookbook Nourishing Traditions. Her message is, pregnant women and growing children need traditional high-fat foods, including eggs and butter, full-fat dairy products, and meat. And she joins us here on Sky Radio to talk about it. Sally, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
Well, there seems to be, at least we are told enormously, that there's a childhood obesity epidemic, and don't these high-fat foods cause children to be fat?
Actually, the opposite is true. Several recent studies show that when you try to restrict animal fats in children, they actually end up fatter, they end up eating more sugar, and they end up with more insulin resistance. We are really concerned that the very foods children need for growth and for the development of their organs, and particularly the brain, are being denied to children because of misguided or mistaken ideas about what a healthy diet is. Children need eggs, they need the animal fats. They need the meats and the organ meats to have the vitamins that their bodies need to grow properly. And we have many parents who have followed our diets, and they are blessed with the greatest blessing you can ever have, which is these beautiful, healthy children. All of these guidelines and photographs are posted on our website under our section, Children's Health.
Well, what's the better and wiser approach?
Well, the better and wiser approach is to eat the foods that your grandparents ate, to eat healthy eggs, to use the full-fat dairy products, to eat meats and organ meats, which is what our grandparents ate. These provide vital nutrients that you cannot get in other foods. And they also are very satisfying foods. And what people find is when they start to eat these foods, they're not tempted by the junk food anymore and all the foods that contain the wrong types of fats.
Well, tell me a little bit in terms of background about the Weston A. Price Foundation and also about your books.
We were founded in 1999 to provide accurate information about nutrition, and our big emphasis is on children because of our extreme concern about the detrimental effects of the dietary guidelines that are being put out. My book, Nourishing Traditions, is a full-spectrum nutritional cookbook that is a bestseller and that provides lots of good recipes and menus with, once again, a big emphasis on children and families.
Sally, thanks so much for joining us here on Sky Radio. Real challenge to conventional wisdom.
Well, thanks for having me, and please visit our website, www.westonaprice.org, and also for my book, newtrendspublishing.com.
Sally Fallon is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, and we reached her by phone.